Okay, let's get going on Unit 12. This is Lesson 1. We're going to discuss the financial crisis in the United States. Let's look back at 2007 and stretch into 2008. The United States and other countries were experiencing a financial crisis that resembled the Great Depression. Through the summer of 2011, unemployment remained high, GDP was low in the U.S. Some countries in Western Europe, such as Greece, were defaulting on their government debt obligations. One indicator of seriousness of these events is the dramatic action that policymakers took in response. For example, on October 3, 2008, President George W. Bush signed into law the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008, which authorized the U.S. Treasury to spend up to $700 billion for emergency economic stabilization. So the purposes of this act were to immediately provide authority and facilities that the Secretary of the Treasury can use to restore liquidity, which is the amount of cash available in the market, and stability to the financial system of the United States. Also to ensure that such authority and such facilities are used in a manner that A, protected home values, college funds, retirement accounts, and life savings. B, preserves home ownership and promotes jobs and economic growth. C, maximizes overall returns to the taxpayers of the United States, and D, provides public accountability for the exercise of such authority. All right, this was an extraordinary amount of funding, equivalent to more than $2,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. Perhaps even more strikingly, the funding was to allow the Treasury to do something it had never done before, purchase shares, that is, become part owners of financial institutions such as banks and insurance companies. So they were buying these stocks and bonds, commercial paper, from these private entities that they'd never done before. They were able to take an ownership claim like they did in GM or Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac or AIG. They bought all of these stocks because, you know, stocks were getting hammered. They needed to be stabilized. There was a lot of U.S. investment, government investment into these entities, and, you know, they were chosen to be so-called bailed out. The United States, unlike some other countries, has never had many cases of firms being owned by the government. Moreover, in previous decades, the trend around the world has been for less government ownership of business, not more. It would have been almost unthinkable even a few months previously for a Republican president to have put in place mechanisms to permit the extent of government involvement in the private economy. Right, so let's look back. News accounts at the first time that this was made, many different claims about the financial crisis, including the following. Banks and other financial institutions were failing. Housing prices had plummeted. So-called subprime mortgage loans had been made to borrowers in the early part of the decade, and the default rate on mortgages was raising because borrowers were no longer able to repay the loans. Low interest rates fueled asset bubbles that eventually burst. The financial crisis started in the United States but then spread to other countries. Stock markets around the world fell substantially. The next Great Depression might be around the corner. This was the mindset during this time.